With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A memorial has been held for the victims of Sunday's Bondi Beach shooting that killed at least 15 people.
Sunday's mass shooting targeted a Hanukkah celebration, leaving at least 15 people dead. None of the dead or wounded victims have been formally named by the authorities, but those killed include a 10-year-old girl, a rabbi, and a Holocaust survivor. Dozens of others were injured, some seriously. The horror at Australia's most popular beach was the deadliest shooting in almost three decades in a country with strict gun control laws. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called the massacre an act of anti-Semitic terrorism that struck at the heart of the nation. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A family member is under arrest in connection with the death of Rob Reiner and his wife yesterday, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer were found dead in their Los Angeles home Sunday from apparent stab wounds. A law enforcement official speaking on condition of anonymity tells the AP they are investigating a family member in connection with the murders. Reiner was 78, his wife 68. His directing work includes This Is Spinal Tap, A Few Good Men, When Harry Met Sally, and The Princess Bride. His role as Meathead in the TV classic All in the Family made him famous and won him two Emmy Awards. She worked as an actress, producer, and photographer. They had three children together. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities are again searching for the person seen on video walking away from the Brown University shooting that killed two students and injured nine. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 41 points, the Nasdaq dropped 137, the S&P 500 lower by 10. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism breaks out in Michigan.
It was an unwelcome surprise for the girls' volleyball team at Monroe High School. They showed up for a match and discovered that one of the players on the other team was a boy. They also had to share a locker room facility with the boy. Parents are in an uproar, and a federal Title IX complaint has been filed. In January, the Supreme Court is due to hear arguments on a pair of state laws that ban males from competing against females in school sports. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Chinese government is using the latest surveillance technology to control and monitor its own officials. Among its targets are Li Qinglang, a Chinese former vice mayor hunted by Beijing for criticizing the Communist Party. Li fled to the United States before he could be arrested and has now found refuge with members of a Chinese church who are also living in exile. This is SRN News. California's congressional redistricting scheme is not a done deal yet.
A three-judge panel is considering whether to allow the new map to stand. While California voters decisively approved it last month, the Justice Department accuses California of racial gerrymandering by favoring Hispanic voters. Democrats insist they're confident the challenge will fall short. The legal fight could help determine which party wins control of the U.S. House in 2026. Rich Thomason reporting.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia is leaving office next month. Youngkin says he's still focused on his work as governor and isn't getting distracted by his political future. Pundits have added Youngkin's name to a list of presidential prospects for a post-Donald Trump Republican Party. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.